Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is MJ, and you are tuning in to Hollywood and Friends, and this is the best of Reckless and Ratchet.
Ratchet!
Is about things that I've come across throughout the week or things that I've seen, you know, on the streets or things that I've experienced throughout the week, okay? That's been ratchet. Ratchet as hell. So the first thing I want to talk about is basically what happened today. I don't know if you guys have seen it all over Instagram. Two girls at the Puerto Rican Day Parade who came as friends but left as enemies. Like, I don't know exactly what the story is, but they show a split screen of the two girls taking a picture together, all happy in love, and then next thing you know, one girl was on the floor with her titties out, and the other one was just, like, beating her up. So, I mean...
Ratchet!
All right, so, basically, this... One thing that I want to say, I mean, it's not really ratchet, but it kind of is, and it drives me crazy all the time. I mean, everybody needs love, you know, and I just want to say that what is the meaning of big girls? I mean, I'm not a little girl, I'm not a size two, but big girls wearing belts around their waist when they wear, like, a dress. Like, this... I never understood, like, what was the point of that because, I mean, what are you trying to hide? Your stomach, like, you're trying to hide your fat. Like, I don't understand because that belt is making us look at it even more. So I just want to say put down the belt.
Ratchet.
I don't know if we talked about this before, but Rainbows is now taking EBT cards.
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Rainbows.
Speaking of Rainbows taking EBT cards, I was in Burger King last night in Queens, and they take the EBT card in Burger King. But it said, it had a little fine print. It said only the cash. The cash benefit.
But I don't know if you remember when McDonald's used to take food stamps. So I guess this is like the new thing. Did you see those new? They have new juice machines in Burger King. I had no idea how to use them, so I just skipped the ice and took the juice. Did you see that? That was ratchet because it was hot that day, too.
Ratchet. Oh, dude.
All right. This is an old story, but I've yet to talk about it. It's about two guys from Atlanta, Georgia, Dwayne Patterson and Ronaldo Jackson. They stole $65,000 worth of chicken wings from their job. And it's free. From the freezer. So just to make a long story short, when they were asked why they did it, they said because the Super Bowl was coming up and they wanted to sell the wings and make a profit off of it. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if you ever heard of this lady on YouTube. Her name is Glozell. I don't know, you could, she's kind of all right, whatever. She does, she's a grown-ass woman, probably like 45 or something like that, 50, I don't know. But she does these challenges, and the first challenge I ever saw her do was the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So I'm going through, you know, going through her stuff, and I see she's doing a cereal challenge. So I'm like, what could this possibly be? So I go into it. And I see her pouring milk into the tub.
No.
She's not a small woman, you know. And she has a bathing suit on and, you know, everything that she should go swimming with. And she puts in, I think, a few bags of cereal, Fruit Loops. And she proceeds to get into the tub. And she proceeds to get into the tub with a spoon and starts to eat the cereal.
No.
Yes. And last but not least, this might be the worst one of all.
What is that?
So the other day I was at the laundromat, and, you know, I'm putting my clothes in the washing machine, and this old Spanish guy comes into the laundromat, and he proceeds to put his Timberlands inside the washing machine.
Wow. Wait, you said his Timberlands?
Yes. Remember the macaroni and cheese Timberlands?
No.
It was like, you know, like the construction with like the cream on the inside.
Yeah.
He proceeds to put his Timberlands inside the washing machine and put soap powder the machine.
Did you say Timberland without an S, meaning it was only one side of the shoe?
Timberlands, the whole pair.
Oh, okay. But okay. Because if you said one,
inside,
that'd be extra bad.
No, inside the machine.
Crazy. Wow.
I've seen people wash sneakers, but never in my life.
Never. Not a nin.
Somebody put a pair of Timberlands in the washing machine.
No.
I don't really got time for that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so apparently he does.
He got time for that. But, I mean, use like sandpaper or something if I wanted to like get stuff or sun.
That's the old school way when we ain't have no money and we couldn't get a pair of Timberlands. Now we buy a new pair.
Word.
But
ratchet.
Put your Timberlands in the washing machine. I mean, your life has to be at an ultimate low. Like, how long does it even take for a pair of Timberlands to dry?
You probably put them in the dryer too after.
So you know what? I'm not even going to front. One time I tried to iron a leather jacket.
I'm ratchet.
I saw something crazy today, too.
What you say?
I saw somebody using a payphone.
No. They still make those? Like, people still use them? How much they cost now, though?
I don't even go near them.
I wouldn't even front. I had to use a payphone a couple of times. My phone died, and I had to do it.
The only time I would use a payphone today is in that case. If my phone died and I absolutely have to be in contact with somebody because I'm meeting them somewhere.
Right, exactly.
That's the only
And get yourself checked out immediately afterwards.
I'm gonna put it to my face though. Like, I'll pick it up and hold it away from my face.
Or you could go into the nearest store, the nearest bodega.
I'd rather do that.
If someone use their phone.
I'd rather do that.
3 o'clock in the morning. And I was on the... Listen, it was crazy.
Just to paint you out a picture, just imagine Vanilla with the guitar on his back.
Right?
by the payphone, and that's how it's sounding outside around. And he's getting his change together because you got to put the exact change in there, and the quarters are tingling down. Like,
please put in 50 cents for the next 5 minutes.
Wow, that's crazy.
What up, what up? It's your boy Hollywood. Tune into Hollywood and Friends every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Hampton Blue Radio. The weekend and all I know is that I really want to fill all up on you. So show me how you do, baby. We all about to get trippy, baby, trippy, baby, trippy. All I do is show up and the girls be coming with me. They love the way I dress it up, the way I put it dizzy. Snap back, no cataracts, you see how I get busy. Is it? So you say turn it up, me and my niggas all turn it up. In the air if you burn it up. If you made it to the chain, let me know what's up. No worries in the world with us. Cause tonight we young, we don't give a what. We all take it there, we all showing up. And this shit is easy, we fly as fuck. Smooth, and we murder them. So many niggas claiming they rap. Never heard of them. Up in the party, posted out back. A bad chick on my lap, a red cup in my hand, and this shit here on black. Black, black. Show me how you do, baby. We all about to get trippy. Hit trippy. We trippy. Everybody on the beat when the beat on beat on beat. Get busy. And we up on the couch with our feet, 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 feet. Party prime time. Policemen on the phone line. Shades at night time. Cause nobody in their right mind. Yeah, this is how we party. We good but like you be naughty. Oh, oh, sorry, that's your shawty. Gnarly. Rockin' shit when we rollin' out. On the patio or the summer house. We spillin' out, we spillin' out. Smooth. Mix that Brooklyn with that L.A. The Goonies with the essays. The Jigaboos with the wannabes. Then we stir it up. Like that drink up in my cup. Guarantee you'll turn it up, 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 up.
You're listening to Hollywood and Friends on Hampton Blue Radio.
MJ, kick it off.
All right, so my first story that caught my eye was Shorty Low. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Shorty Low. He's a rapper. He's an artist straight out of Atlanta. Recently, they just broke a story with him, and he had his baby mother, which could be, I think, either number 10 or number 13.
11.
On stage, it said his 13th baby mother. On stage, twerking with heels on, with her shirt rolled up to her breasts. On stage.
Ratchet. I just seen that earlier, and that was the first word that came to my mind when I seen the picture was ratchet.
Ratchet. Who does that? Like, you're on stage in front of all these people, and you have your stomach out. First of all, you have heels on while you're pregnant. That's ridiculous. Okay. Then I was in a store yesterday. I was shopping, and I was actually online getting ready to pay for my stuff. And it was this girl. She was in front of me. She was fine. Like, you know, she didn't look that bad. You know, her nails were cute. She had a little pink nails, just like me. Then, you know me, I'm going to look at someone up and down. And I go down, and I see her feet. Her feet was like the most disgusting. I can't even find a word for this. But if you want to see her foot, you can go on my page at InstaPink, InstaPink_P1NK, and look at this girl's feet.
Wait.
When I say nasty and ratchet, I just had to take a picture.
Ratchet.
Trust and believe.
I'm checking that right now.
Word. Pull that up.
Yes. Pull it up. Okay. Another thing. I have an issue. I mean, I know it's hard out here. You know, your single mothers are raising your kids. Even if you're not single, you know, you got fathers that day and you're not doing what they're supposed to do, still living in the household. We tend to go seek for extra assistance, you know, such as Medicaid and food stamps. My issue is this. You girls will go get up and go to the welfare office and use your card for food stamps, but will never use your card to go see a doctor. Ladies, I used to work at a GYN clinic, okay? Use the card, okay? Use it. Okay? Because I've smelled the most worst things that you could ever smell coming out of a human, okay? Let me tell you, yes, I was actually the nurse that had to go in the room, you know, with the doctor to make sure, you know, nothing happened, he didn't do anything wrong. And the smells that I have smelled and the things that I have seen, use your card, not just for food stamps, get your coochie check, girls, okay?
Fresh.
I mean, that's important.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if you're familiar with a stripper named Johnny Blaze, straight out of Atlanta. She was recently stripping at a club, strip club. I'm not going to name those clubs, whatever. And basically, she was pregnant while she was stripping.
Wow.
And she had a miscarriage while on stage.
No.
They said she was bleeding profusely. Like, it's nothing funny to laugh at because that has to be, like, so painful and, you know, it's heartbreaking at the same time.
Right, right.
But, you know, she was going through her little, you know, miscarriage on stage. So she started bleeding all crazy. They took her to the hospital. Now, that is disgusting as it is. You shouldn't be stripping if you know you're pregnant. That's one. Two, she's in the hospital tweeting that all she needs to do is have a little, I emphasize a little blood transfusion, and she's good to go.
Wow. That's reckless and ratchet.
Right. So my last story is, I mean, I love the gay community and everything. Like, I just love it. But there's some things that should not be done. Now, we have a few guys that are getting butt injections. And I just came across a picture. I came across a picture with a guy. He was really cute, too. He had a six-pack, but he had a 50-inch ass.
Wait, what?
Now.
Wow.
A 50-inch ass. Okay? So, Hollywood, imagine you, your physique. Matter of fact, you don't even know. You got probably about the same body type as this dude. Imagine you two guys with a butt bigger than mine.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy. For those of
disgusting.
You guys at home who don't know, MJ's butt is not something.
No.
It's not like
she's not working with anything light over here. So.
All right. So imagine you walking around with a big old ass. That's
wow.
ratchet.
That's right.
It's disgusting.
That's reckless and ratchet.
You know. I did want to say, this is like more of a hot topic. It's not really, it's kind of ratchet for this person to have this picture out there like that, which is not really her fault. I really blame it on the company of Roberto Cavalli. I'm not sure, Hollywood, I know you love Beyonce, you're up on everything that she does, but did you see the Roberto Cavalli ad that they have out there for her? I don't know if they did this on purpose, but I did hear that she was kind of upset with the picture, but they have her looking crazy. Did you see that?
It's the one where she's, like, sticked in. It's like a drawing of the dress. Is that that one? Or?
No, it looks like... She looks like somebody stretched the shit out of her legs, her body, period. She looks like Stretch Armstrong, period. The photo,
what?
You can tell, if they didn't touch that photo, you can tell it would have been a beautiful picture. But it's like they photoshopped that picture down to, I don't know what. She looks so skinny in this picture. But you can tell that it was photoshopped. There's nothing in this photo that says it's natural.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Take a look at that. I think that's just out of control.
I don't think it was meant to be like an accurate description of her. When I seen
right.
it, I immediately thought like, what do you call it, like design books. When designers design dresses and stuff, they draw them on like
right.
these really abstract skinny figures. That's what I thought it to be.
That's what I thought too when I saw the picture. Like, it's like probably, it's like a big deal right now, but when I saw the picture, it kind of took me back to Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday
right, exactly.
album.
Like,
thing. You know how they just stretched her out? So I don't
right.
know if it was done on purpose, but I think that it looks awful.
I think it was done on purpose.
Because I don't see B like that. Yeah, I don't see her like that.
Honestly, that picture, no one can look like that, not even in real life. So it's not even like they was trying to portray her as being this super skinny person. But I don't think it was meant to say like this is Beyonce type thing.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't care. But it was terrible.
Do you have any more for us for tonight's
but
ratchet?
But that concludes my ratchet. But
that
so in conclusion,
yeah.
ladies, get your coochie checked, get your feet done. If you decide you want to strip, make sure you ain't got nothing in the oven. Just because you gay, that don't mean you gotta have a 50-inch ass. And shorty low, use some condoms, please.
Wrap it up.
Yes. Please.
AMS.
Oh.
That's what they be saying.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh.
I'm Leon Lewis. Handing liquor. Eating pussy. That's how I dick him. A real nigga eating pussy cause I love cats. A real nigga sucking pussy cause I like that. I'm Leon Lewis, candy liquor, eating pussy, it's how I dick him. A real nigga eating pussy cause I love cat. A real nigga sucking pussy cause I like cat.
Watch it!
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Vinod, a.k.a. Mr. R&B. Tune into Hollywood and Friends every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Hampton Blue Radio. I'm going to Dutch, I'm going to get straight to it.
Got this feeling I've been concealing and I just can't let it go. Something more than physical, and I hope I'm not alone. No, no.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is MJ, and you are tuning in to Hollywood and Friends, and this is the best of Reckless and Ratchet.
Ratchet!
What's going on, everybody? I have a story here today. It was just out of control. But before I let you know what's going on, let me just take a sip of this wine so I can get this party started right. So we have a man named Orlando Shaw who has 22 children 22? By 14 women. He is currently being He is currently being sued for unpaid child support. When asked how many children do you have, Mr. Shaw, he said roughly 18.
No. Wait, how do you have roughly 18 children, though?
What is roughly about? Like, I don't even understand what this is about.
You either do or you don't. How do you not know how many children you have? You say roughly, like it was an estimate.
Wow.
I estimate.
Approximately.
Approximately.
Okay, he basically just lost count.
Ratchet!
Okay, so when asked what made him have all of them children, he said he was young and ambitious, and he loved women.
I mean, I guess you gotta be ambitious, right?
Ambitious to what, though?
Ambitious to the cooch.
Ambitious to the cooch. Hey, you know what? He got it.
So basically, he has two starting wells. Wait, hold on. Let me catch myself.
Let's give MJ a second.
Just give me a second, please.
Just a second.
Second is over.
All right. He has two starting football teams worth of kids.
No.
Wow.
Yes. And they're ranging from 18 to infant. So basically, if you do the calculations, he's had his first kid at 15 years old.
That's
basically, this rad. Guy has never heard of pulling out.
That's reckless and ratchet.
Basically, that's damn sure reckless and ratchet, whatever. So there's a new trend going around in the UK, basically where the guys are taking pictures of the females that they just finished hooking up with.
Wow.
Imagine.
Wow.
Imagine.
So are they, like, sleep or something? What?
Yeah, so they're sleeping, and after the guys, you know, they do their business, the girls fall asleep, depending on how good you do it. And the guys basically just take pictures of them, knocked out, cold.
And then they post it?
And then they post it.
What is this hashtag? What is it?
I don't know.
Wow. And you said it's happening where? In the UK?
In the UK.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's just hope that for the ladies' sake in the U.S. that that trend doesn't come over here.
Yes, because there will be a lot of non-edge showing. There will be a lot of track showing, a lot of drool showing, and a lot of dirty drawers showing. I'm just saying.
And a lot of guys getting hurt from these ladies in the U.S.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Great.
So I have another story here. Basically, an Arizona woman, I don't know how they consider this female a woman because she's only 18 years old, from Tempe, Arizona, she was busted on child porn for offering a 14-year-old to have sex with two men for McDonald's.
Wow.
There's no words that could explain this. McDonald's, they have a dollar menu.
That's ratchet.
That's definitely ratchet and reckless. Okay. So this is just like right here, the story is just right now it's prom season, graduation season.
All right. Congratulations to all the graduates.
Everybody that's graduating did your thing, made it. A 20-year-old male from Chicago carjacked the vehicle for his prom.
Set back.
The morning of his prom, he carjacked the vehicle at gunpoint and was busted by the owner at a local McDonald's. Cops were called, and he was actually arrested in his tuxedo and sneakers.
Wow.
Ratchet. And he was charged with aggravated vehicular. I can't pronounce that word. I'm sorry. I can't pronounce the word.
I mean, it's good. It's
ridiculous. Hijacking with a firearm. And he was also charged with various weapons and drug charges from weed and X.
Wow.
Ecstasy. Yes.
That's crazy.
Out of control.
That's holy
record.
What else you got?
So, wait. After he got arrested, following his arrest, the prom date, the girl that was actually his prom date, she called the cops and told them that they ruined her prom night. Like,
wow.
They really give a damn.
I wonder if she knew that he stole his car, or she just thought, oh, my date came up.
Well, she just didn't care because she didn't even, you know, she said she just ruined her prom night. It was just, like, that was selfishness. Like, she didn't even worry about the person whose car got robbed. Like,
That's
whatever. This is me. Whatever. This one takes the cake. So this story's kind of old, but it's still kind of ratchet. A 3-year-old girl, 36 months, was actually riding around with that Nina.
No, she was not.
Yes. This 3-year-old was packing.
No.
She was riding around with She was riding around with a 9mm handgun. Okay, apparently in Chicago, East Garfield Park, after noticing children wearing their seatbelts, the cops stopped them. And they checked the kids, and apparently the 36-month-old was riding around with 8 live rounds. 19-year-old Quishon King Ratchet.
His name would be Quishon, though.
Was charged with endangering the life of a child, possession of a firearm, and other charges.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
I mean, his name would be Quishon. Where were they from?
Chicago.
Ratchetville, Illinois.
East Garfield Park in Chicago.
That's crazy.
That's how they're giving it up out there.
They could keep that.
They're giving it.
Run with that Nina.
Right. Exactly. And last but not least, pictures have been in, on the net of Drake drinking out of his Grammy.
That's ratchet.
No comment.
No way.
What?
That's definitely ratchet. That's ratchet.
No comment.
Like, he was taking shots.
And I say no comment because I would have did something like that, too.
I probably would have, too.
Honestly, like, I wonder how the well, I guess the Grammys can't feel no way about it. Like, I mean, some people take
it is,
some people take this award like so seriously to where they put it in cases and lock it down and nobody could touch it. This guy is drinking out of it. That's some on another level.
It's to do whatever he wants with it. So if he wants to drink in it, he can drink it. If he wants to piss in it, he can piss it. If he wants to shit in it, he can shit in it.
Well,
it's his. He earned it.
MJ has spoken. He has spoken. I mean, on that note, that will conclude this week's Reckless and Ratchet with MJ.
OMG, what do she have on? She ratchet. Her lace flying all wrong. Cause she ratchet. Give me the phone. I'm gonna take this hell of a picture. Cause she ratchet. Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter. You know you ratchet. Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown. Then you ratchet. Boy, bye. Now with them shoes on. He ratchet. Ooh, I do wanna punch her in her face. I can't stand her. Oh, she's too fake.
Ratchet.
What's up, it's your boy Vanilla, a.k.a. Mr. R&B.
It's your boy Hollywood.
And it's your girl MJ.
Be sure to tune into Hollywood and Friends every Sunday night.
At 8 p.m.
Right here on Hampton Blue Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it.
So, Vanor, let the people know where they could find. Actually, should I?
No, I'm definitely going to let them know where they can find me. Because, yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Vanor Music, on Twitter, Vanor Music, Instagram, Vanor Music. Met everything Vanor Music, so you can find me now. Email,
oh,
Vanor
Music.
Music
now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
All right.
Settle down.
Nah, but it's VENORMUSIC. So, yeah, so that means.
Nice. MJ.
Hi, you can find me on these nuts. No. Well, yeah, I was actually thinking about making everything Miss, you know, MJ or whatever. Well, actually, Miss Judy. My vibe is Miss Judy. Hold on. Calm down. It's my turn. Anyway, you can find me on, it's my mic time. Oh, you want to? Do you want the mic?
Because MJ be clowning me on how I used to spell my name out. And I think for the first time, like a week ago, I saw what her real Twitter name was. MJ.
What is your Twitter name? I don't even know my real Twitter name.
When I say her Twitter name, I was just like, does she not know her Twitter name, or does she just not want to say what her Twitter name is?
I don't even know my Twitter password. Like, I don't go on Twitter.
I'm gonna let her get a pass on that one.
So, what's my Twitter name? What is my Twitter name? Anyway, you can find me on Facebook as Judy Pierre, JUDYPIERRE. InstaPink on Instagram, INSTA_P1NK. On Instagram, I still have my Vine, Miss Judy, JUDDY. And I think that's it. Yeah, you can find me on Hollywood and Friends.
Yeah, every Sunday.
Sunday night.
And you can find me facebook.com/IAmHollywood, Twitter and Instagram and Vine at IAmHollywood, HOLIEWOOD. And everything that we talk about, well, not everything, but a lot of the things that we mention when we refer to our page for you to go check it out, that page is facebook.com/HollywoodandFriends. And that's it. We'll be here next week, same place, same time. Tomorrow, be sure to tune in to H Blues Word with host Stacey Brewer at 9 o'clock. And so long, farewell, I'll be there, say goodbye.
I don't want to leave,
but I got to go right now. Get your shit.
I'll be back on Sunday night.
Hate to see you go, but I love to watch you walk away. We'll see y'all next time, next week, y'all. Who says we out of here? Fat shots to Tatiana Scott.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.